This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
The Olympic Games begin July 23rd, with organizers determined they will go on even with a reduced number of spectators or possibly none at all, with tens of thousands of visitors coming to a country that is only 13.8% fully vaccinated. Fears that the games will spread the virus continue to grow. An airplane with 28 people on board crashed into the sea Tuesday off Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula as it was preparing to land. Several ships were en route to the crash site. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Growing pains as COVID-19 restrictions begin to lift. Not all restaurants will be ready for your next visit. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The big issue is the labor shortages, not to mention the pressures on the supply chain. Restaurant industry expert Chris Rode is with SSCP Management, which currently owns or operates 60-plus commercial real estate properties. The 300-unit CC's Pizza brand, the Roy's Hawaiian Fusion fine dining chain, and hundreds of Applebee's and Sonic's.
There was a pizza place a couple weeks ago. Someone told me about a big chain, I'll leave them unnamed, who didn't have cheese. Their pizza place. So there are significant issues happening out there with the supply chain.
Russia-linked hackers suspected in this weekend's mass attack on software provider Kaseya could affect thousands of small companies worldwide. The digital terrorists are demanding $70 million to decrypt data they are holding for ransom. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As violent crime in America continues to grow, the Biden administration is attempting to ignore history and blame others for the violence. Journalist Joe Concha from The Hill on Fox News says the leadership failure of Democrat mayors is to blame.
The White House excuse, which is led by the chief gaslighter, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, says that because of President Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, that's why you're seeing local cops kept off the beat, which isn't how it works. Because, look, not once President Biden's three biggest speeches, and I went back and read them, as far as what he was focused on, he never mentions police or crime even once. Democratic National Convention, August 2020, 22 million people watched. He didn't say police or crime even once. His inauguration speech, watched by 40 million people, he didn't say police or crime even once. His first address to the joint session of Congress, that's like the State of the Union, 27 million people watched. He does say the word police once, but it has nothing to do with putting cops back on the street. He talks about systemic racism and enacting police reform in the name of George Floyd, and that was the extent of it. So look, how bad are things right now? In New York, murders up nearly 50%. In Atlanta, murders up nearly 60%. Chicago recorded more than 1,900 shootings this year alone. That's a 53% increase over the pre-pandemic 2019. Portland, murders are up 800%. I can go on and on, but the common thread here, these are cities all run by Democratic mayors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Appreciate all the comments that have been coming in. And look, we'd love to hear from you. I mean, you can drop me a line, Bill@BillMartinezShow.com. Let me know your thoughts, maybe interview some particular topic that you think that we should focus more on. You know, we try to give you the full breadth and try to balance this out, whether we're dealing with, what's happening, politically, what's happening in issues of faith, everything from critical race theory to the border. It's all right there, and we've got experts to bring on. And right now we've got, speaking of experts, the managing editor at stream.org, Mr. Al Parada. Hey Al, how we doing, buddy?
Okay, happy post 4th of July.
Hey, how was your 4th, by the way?
Like other days. No, much stuff we did on the 3rd, but yeah, it was good. It was peaceful.
Yeah, I got to tell you this. I was pleasantly surprised because of all the negative anti-American rhetoric flying around. I thought, okay, what's this 4th of July going to look like, after Juneteenth and all the suggestion that maybe that was going to overtake 4th of July? 4th of July is 4th of July. It is as American as Dinah Shore would sing. You remember Dinah Shore. Maybe you don't. You're too young still. But anyway...
I was a little kid. Dinah Shore, Merv Griffin.
Okay, we're right there together. We're contemporaries. So, it's like Chevrolet and apple pie and the American dream. I mean, it lives on. There is that narrative coming from the hard left that would want to destroy it. But it's well established, 245 years. And, I'm glad they're galled. They're galled at the idea that people will still salute the flag. People will still get together and read the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution and appreciate what they're unable to appreciate in the educational system, because our educators, by and large, I mean almost systemically, Al, have done everything they can to try to implode the American dream upon itself by not educating our children about our rich history. And when I say our rich history, I'm not talking about just the good stuff, because that's the complaint, that we're really not dealing with some of the reality of America. But now what they want to do is, like, whenever there's an opposite reaction, it has a tendency to go overboard. And, instead of trying to say, okay, look at where do we need to reform? What issues need to be extended here a little bit more? Because what's happening is there's some stories that are coming in, that really don't deserve, the prominence you're hearing where there are some, some black Americans of mild importance, not any great importance, in these new modern history books that are being thrust upon our kids today. You know, there's like four or five pages on them and maybe two paragraphs on George Washington. What's all that about?
It's about, if you destroy our founding, you can rebuild in your little utopia, your little socialist, Marxist utopia.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen. They don't know about building. See, this is the thing that people need to realize about Marxists and socialists and communists. It's about destroying. Everywhere they go, there is a long history of massive destruction and death that is in the wake of these kind of isms. And the fact that our country's children have been indoctrinated to think that this is acceptable is astounding to me. And it really behooves, we the people, to come out in mass against this idiocy, this craziness, and call it out for what it is. I think we've been so accepting and so nice. And, we don't want to, in our terms, disrespect somebody and not violate their First Amendment right. But, our First Amendment right allows us to call stupid out when it's being stupid.
Amen. Amen. And I think part of it is that we don't teach world history well either. So it's easy to look at all the faults of America without realizing what the world looked like before America.
Right, exactly.
We came along and, even slavery, as horrible as it is, we managed to get rid of it, something that's been around for thousands of years. We got rid of it within 90 years.
Yes.
And we knew, in the minute we hold these truths, to be self-evident, all men are created equal, that right there spelled the end of slavery.
Exactly.
It took time because, it took a lot of blood, American blood, to make it happen.
600,000. And you know what? Not all blacks. Not all blacks. And of course, the thing is, then you get the squad with, and including Maxine Waters, squad plus Maxine, coming up with their goofy statements about slavery and about what's going on and everything. And it's like, wait a minute. I mean, here we are over 100 years later, and they still haven't got the memo from Abraham Lincoln. Oh, yeah, by the way, a president who was assassinated to be at the forefront of freeing black Americans. But just like it took, 2.5 years for the memo and the Declaration, the Emancipation Proclamation, to get to Texas, which is Juneteenth, partially that's what it's about. It's like, wait a minute. Maxine Waters, here we are, 2021. She still hasn't gotten the memo. And a congressman out, where's she out of, Cori Bush?
Missouri.
In today's technology, she hasn't got the memo, the Emancipation Proclamation. Blacks are free. Why is it that you want to, lock them back up and, as Joe Biden said, put them back in chains?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. She got the memo. It showed up in her mailbox, but it hasn't made it up the driveway to her multi-million-dollar house.
No, that's the problem. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. With Maxine, she just, she's made a fortune for doing this. So we're used to the new one, the freshman, Cori Bush. She's trying to be Maxine Waters, and you're like, wait a minute, lady, you're a congresswoman. You're an elected representative in the most powerful legislative body in the history of the planet. Mm-hmm. One of only 435 members of Congress out of 330 million people.
Mm-hmm.
You're a player.
Right, exactly. And today, Al, John Kennedy was reporting this morning how many black American or people of color who are now in elected positions across the country, over 10,000. And you tell me, there's systemic racism. You tell me there's racism. You always wonder, whites are racist. You know what? Let me inform you of something. Blacks are racist too. Blacks get nervous when they get around certain white people. Okay. And, you get that stinking thinking that takes place. So, look, there's plenty of racism to go around here. But are we driven by racism? Not to the extent that, people would want us to believe. Because I think for the most part, just like when you and I were growing up, I don't care about the color of your skin. I care about who you are. What are you doing? Are you going to advance the cause, for me and my family as I am trying to advance the cause for you and your family? I don't care about the other stuff, really, other than a little look at, I regret that, you know, slavery was here, but we've learned from that. And I think we've learned a lot as a result of the sins that we have committed. But look at, like all sins, there is a season for them, and there's a season for mercy and forgiveness. We move on, and we're all the better because of it. And that's my hope and aspiration for this country. We'll continue with our conversation with Al Parada. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You can be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
know, you got to assume the position, the white man overbite, head bobbing, you know, and here it is. It's Al Parada's theme song. You can call me Al. Yes, he's the managing editor of Stream.org. Al, I was just telling you off air, my buddy from Tennessee sent me this cartoon. There's two cowboys talking over the fence, and they say, all I'm saying is that the difference between humans and animals is that animals would never allow the dumbest of the herd to lead them.
We don't exactly. It's not a meritocracy, whatever the word is.
Meritocracy is gone. Yeah, exactly.
Or,
I mean,
for the people that were smart,
right,
and to become stupid. Maybe something in the swamp water. You know, it was a swamp, and maybe there's some gas that rises from the ancient swamps there that that kills brain cells because, you know. People get pretty stupid once they get there.
Well, it's the problem about a lie. You see, the problem with a lie is that you're never going to give up the con. You know, it's like what prinsoners will tell you. It was Dinesh D'Souza had told me. He says, yeah, that was one of his big takeaways when he was hanging with the conman there when Barack Obama put him on timeout, as you'll recall. Another political prisoner. Amazing. If it happened to a Democrat, just a little slap on the hand, but no Dinesh D'Souza because he's a Republican, a conservator.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, he goes to jail. And so he shares with us. He says, yeah, he says, all the prisoners, they never give up the con. And this is the thing about liars and the Democrat. They are, you know, the party of liars and cheaters, and this has proven to be the case, and they will, you know, it's not like they're going to come up. I mean, don't think they're going to come and say, yeah, you know, we cheated, we got away with it, you know. They're going to admit to this. No, what we're going to worry about is, you know, oh, let's talk about January the 6th and that awful insurrection. Going, wait a minute, how much damage did that insurrection for a couple of hours create as opposed to, what, $4 billion in the summer of love? And by comparison, how many people are in jail? How many of them ended up in solitary confinement? We've got, I don't know, something like 50, maybe up to as much as 100 people in the D.C. jail. Some of those in solitary confinement. These are political prisoners. This is in the United States of America, Al. This is taking place. This is absolutely insane. But, oh, no, now we got Liz Cheney, and we've got a special committee to look into what happened on January the 6th. And I'm going, like most of the people I talk to, they go, but what happened in November? You know, how did we end up where we got the dumbest of the herd, you know, leading the rest of us here? What's going on?
Well, it's crazy because it's what do you need a commission for when there were cameras all over the place and everybody saw a lot of what happened? And there's video of everything. You release the video. We all go through it. There you go. We'll find out what happened. And, of course, now we have a pretty good indication that the FBI had infiltrated a lot of the groups they say were behind some of the more violent. Ask the FBI. How long does that take?
Exactly.
Your guys were in there. Well, you know what? Tell us what they knew. You know, you take half an. You know, you take a half an hour. After, you know, after lunch, you're done, right?
Yeah.
You know,
no, not in the bureaucracy. It doesn't happen that way. Because look what happened with Benghazi. Look at what happened with this Russian collusion delusion deal. We just keep spending millions of dollars of the people's money to, somehow offer some sort of placation, like the election. Elected officials did their job. Really? I mean, hey, look at. Why don't you tell me who shot John Kennedy? All right.
Still got that. Hey,
I had to go back to there. I'm sorry, but it's just that it's just one lie compounded upon another, and this governmental narrative that it's out there that which I found quite suspicious, Al. I mean, you know. When Donald Trump was president of the United States, they were supposed to open up all the files on the JFK assassination. He opened up some, and then he stopped. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, inquiring people want to know, why did you stop?
Because who's it going to embarrass? I mean, most anybody involved would be dead at this point.
I would think so.
But then you're going to embarrass.
Well, because you're going to embarrass the people that are still utilizing, or the system that's still utilizing the same, you know, systems, the same policies, that supposedly, you know, are covered by national security. That we can't reveal that.
But even that's nonsense. Because again, one of the reasons you were told that they clamped down on the assassination information was because. They thought Soviet Union was involved, and you're dealing with nuclear war, in that sense. But the Soviet Union doesn't even exist anymore. So the nation you were worried about in 63, mm-hmm. It's not, doesn't even exist. So what secrets could be there other than our own, only on our own side of things? Would it even matter?
Exactly.
Well, again, you're protecting an institution, and that's a lot of what went on with investigating the Trump, the Russian collusion thing, was because of our involvement of our intelligence mm-hmm. agencies, and they're protecting their own, but people like Brennan.
Right.
And
Clapper, and Comey, all these guys that should be in jail. I mean, if they really are serious about cleaning things up and getting down to the bottom, just like this virus. I mean, we want to make sure. No, you don't want to make sure it doesn't happen again, because the way you're handling this, I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, we're given this false narrative, this faux narrative. And meanwhile, Fauci's credibility is in the can. The rest of these other, alleged media outlets that have supported this this propaganda, look what's happening. The people have given up. They're just not listening to anybody because they have no credibility.
How dangerous is that, Bill?
Yeah.
How dangerous is that for future things?
Oh, yeah.
Because for all, however bad COVID was, it wasn't as nasty as other things that could come. And if we can't believe public health officials, because they might be, they might not investigate this source or this origin or this treatment because of it was promoted by a political enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If we can't trust these people, we're setting ourselves up for a really bad disaster, because that's what it's like. If you don't trust the local officials, you're not going to listen to them in an emergency.
Exactly.
You have to do that. If I have to trust my mayor or whatever, in a big city, if the mayor comes on and says, you need to evacuate because of XYZ. If I don't trust that mayor, I'm going to go, well, I know it's some stupid thing. He's just being bloviating for his own political purpose. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to evacuate. I end up dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm being exaggerating a little bit, but that's the situation. If we cannot believe a leading health official is on TV and he's telling me something simply because it benefits a political party, or he doesn't want to help a political party, or he's admitting later that he lied because he didn't want to cause, when he talked about, the masks early on.
Yeah, right. You want to cause panic.
Honestly. Hey,
exactly.
We're not dumb people.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it's just like the same thing. Donald Trump tried to frame things in such a way. I mean, he's a CEO. You break the bad news off in such a way that it's gentle. You don't want people to overreact. And because he was diplomatic about his expressions, they took him to task about it. And look what happens. I mean, Donald Trump was more right than they were.
Yeah.
That this came from the lab, from the Wuhan lab. We've known this for months. We knew that Dr. Fauci had a team there. He knew more about it than what he was talking about, and he's been protecting his interests with the Chinese and his own personal interests because, that's right, he's got all these patents that Remdesivir and some of these other, these antivirals that the government is using in the vaccines that he makes money off of.
Yeah, it's going to go down. It's going to go down in history as one of the biggest scams.
Well, here it is. Al, the CDC, what was it, 3 weeks ago now, came out and said, and of course, they muffled this headline really quick. They said the actual people that died of COVID only was about 5%.
Yeah.
So 5% of 600,000, we're looking at numbers half the size of how many people die from the flu. And meanwhile, what happened to flu numbers? I haven't seen any flu numbers in a long time.
No flu.
COVID cured the flu. That's what happened.
Yeah, COVID did more to get Joe Biden elected than Joe Biden did to get Joe Biden elected.
Well, what capacity does Joe Biden have? I mean, this was all manufactured, and the people know it. And of course, the reality of it all and the results of his policies, look what he's done, how he's damaged. I mean, single-handedly damaged, he and the Democratic Party, this country in less than 4 months, the damage they've done.
Yeah, it's
absolutely disgusting. Yeah, it's beyond irritating. Al Parada, managing editor at Stream.org. We better call time out and breathe a little bit, Al. Okay? Yeah. Thanks, pal. Take care.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
The Olympic Games begin July 23rd, with organizers determined they will go on even with a reduced number of spectators or possibly none at all, with tens of thousands of visitors coming to a country that is only 13.8% fully vaccinated. Fears that the Games will spread the virus continue to grow. An airplane with 28 people on board crashed into the sea Tuesday off Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula as it was preparing to land. Several ships were en route to the crash site. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you, America, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to have Wendy Tissette up with us in just a few minutes, Senior Vice President and Small Business Expert. And we're going to talk about, since the start of the pandemic, more than two-thirds of small businesses, about 67%, have tried to leverage technology, whether launching an e-commerce site or upgrading point-of-sale technology to keep their businesses on track. Now, as the economy opens back up, there's a program to help. And Wendy, as I mentioned, from the Verizon Business, is one of the top small business experts in the nation and joins us with some special ways small businesses can digitally transform their company in the post-pandemic landscape. Wendy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Exciting news here, huh? It's always good when things are moving and it looks like it's a race to normal, isn't it?
I do think that's the race we're on.
Yes. Well, we welcome that race, and businesses, as always, are leading the way when it comes to innovation, because they're all about serving the people, and they want to do the best job they can do, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, small business owners are trying to figure out how to take the best of what they learned in the last year and how to add it to the things they used to do pre-COVID, as we say, and to do it with limited resources and limited time.
Exactly. So what's one of the biggest challenges small businesses are facing in light of the pandemic and despite the economic slowdown?
I think the biggest challenge is what we've lovingly started to call the hybrid approach, where people expect you to work from home, work from the office, work all the time, and small business owners have to figure that out, and they don't have as much staff as a bigger company might have. So there's a stat that sits top of mind for me. 85% of people say if they call a small business and they don't answer, they'll never call them again.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there's no doubt.
That's one of those things.
Go ahead, Wendy. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's one of those things I think small business owners have to worry about. How am I going to answer my phone and be virtual for customers? I can't be in two places at one time. And the good thing is technology can make it look like you are.
Yeah, it can, but there's no doubt. A couple of decades ago, at least, there was a book out called Megatrends, you might recall, talked about high tech, high touch. And when the technology increases, there's a higher need for people to have that personalized service, to be able to feel like they're in contact with somebody. So it doesn't surprise me to hear that stat that when people call and a humanoid or some connection with that company doesn't occur, hey, they're not going to waste their time, you know, and this is, people are making, you know, their choices with the digits they dial and the companies they deal with, right?
Absolutely. But here's one of the things I've realized about COVID. Personal doesn't have to mean face-to-face. And people are more willing. I'm willing to have my doctor's appointment virtually some of the time.
Right.
I'm willing to get a quote from a small business owner virtually. There are things that people are willing to do, even those of us who used to hate that type of experience, but now the convenience is worth it. So small business owners have to figure out how to serve someone like me who loves a virtual experience and someone like my husband who still wants to go in face-to-face. And where am I going to find all these resources because I don't have unlimited money?
Exactly. Well, and the thing that's interesting with virtual, the doctors are able to spend, I have found, more quality time in a virtual experience as opposed to coming to the office. Go figure, huh?
I think it's kind of crazy. They're more focused on you. They're making eye contact. So in a lot of ways, that virtual experience can feel personal in ways that you used to feel like they were rushing you out of the office sometimes.
Oh, exactly, and that's the way I feel. So maybe it's just a time, matter of time before your husband makes that adjustment. But I'll tell you, I was like him. I mean, I was a little, you know, a little wheezy about it, going, okay, going into this. But I realized, I go, whoa, I've got his undivided attention there, and that works out a little bit more advantageously. So what can people expect with the Small Business Days program?
So you can come into any of our 7,200 locations. Wherever you are, we are, and come in and do what we would call an interview. We're going to ask you about your small business because one of the things I love about small businesses, they are not one size fits all. Some businesses are actually ready to take on video technology. My landscaper just did a quote on my lawn from his house on blue jeans and gave me, he's able to see twice as many customers as he used to be able to do. That's a great thing, but we have to figure out what you need and what your customers want, and we can give you options. I'll give you another great example. That stat around answering the phone. The customer doesn't really care if you're sitting in the office. They care that you answer. So we sell a solution called OneTalk. It will let you and whoever else is part of your business have that phone call ring on all your devices at the same time. So who's ever available, wherever they are, they can get that call, and you don't have to miss out on that opportunity. It's the kind of solution I didn't know about before I started working in this space, and most of our customers don't know is out there. It's a low-cost, low-tech option that can make your small business feel big. But you don't have to have those ideas. We do. So you come in, we'll do an interview, we'll show you some options on how do you keep your phone ringing, how do you make it that you have the same technology, speed, and security at home, at work, or at a customer site, and then the one that I think every business owner is thinking about, cybersecurity.
Yes.
The concept of what's been happening for big companies has to be at the top of mind for every business owner because 90% of the time, they are doing it for financial gain. The bad actors are looking for a weak spot to exploit. And small business owners have to be just as concerned as the big players do. So we offer a solution, Business Mobile Secure. It allows you a dashboard, and it shows all the devices connected to your business, and it lets you have policies. I don't want them to download anything to this device. I don't want them to accept an email from this type of user. It allows you to control what's happening so you can protect your data and your customers' data. Because here's the thing about virtual. I don't always feel as comfortable giving you my credit card number over this computer connection. How do you give customers peace of mind? You don't need to know the answers. We do, and we can help you figure it out.
Well, we're talking with Wendy Sassetta, Senior Vice President for Nationwide Small Business and Channel Chief for Verizon Business. As you know, a Senior Vice President in that position, she's responsible for driving results in several strategic areas of the business. And, Wendy, this is great stuff that you're sharing with us, and I cannot thank you enough for doing this on behalf of all the small businesses. Now, as far as the workforce in general, we touched on how they're moving toward remote operations, and we see this happening, you know, impacting small businesses in a positive way. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Absolutely. This idea actually creates new opportunities because sometimes people are working from home, sometimes they're working from the office. It actually allows small businesses near your work location and your home location to thrive, because there are different people in the communities than there used to be. This hybrid workforce is going to create new opportunities for everyone.
Can we talk financial health? What's your number one tip
Absolutely.
For reaching financial health, okay?
The biggest thing is you've got to have a solution that you're paying for that's going to work. Everyone knows that technology can be bumpy sometimes, but you want to make sure that your ability to connect is never, ever bumpy. So that is why we will always make sure that our solution is working. It is always going to be reliable for you, and it's going to be at a price that you can understand it will be the same every single month. So I'll give you a great example. Our 5G pricing, we are locking it in for 10 years. So when you're doing business internet, you're making sure that you've got the latest business technology. For 10 years, you know that's going to be the price that you can plan on.
Exactly, and we love it, too, let me tell you. She's with Verizon Business, Senior Vice President for Nationwide Small Business and Channel Chief for Verizon Business. Wendy Tassetta has been our guest. Wendy, thank you so much. Appreciate all the great information. Where can they go for more information
Thanks
themselves?
Of course, on the web. So verizon.com/smallbusiness, or come into any of our stores. Our doors are open, and we want to help.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Back with us is Rick Eldridge, producer and CEO of Independent Film House, Real Work Studios, and we have a lot of projects to talk about because Rick, in his normal pace, just keeps on running. Rick, that's what you do, right?
Love what we do. Yep, I love telling stories.
Well, that's good. Well, I guess your film, When We Last Spoke, has received 5 awards, some great success. Tell us about that, because we're also going to talk about your project with Pat Boone as well.
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit about When We Last Spoke. I believe last time we were together, we were in the process of releasing it, and we did a Fathom release, which was right in the middle of COVID. Which, considering that, we actually had a good response, not a fantastic response, but once we hit the Amazon Prime with the movie, it did about 4 times our projections, so which was fantastic. And since then, we've set up a Hallmark release that's later this summer. We did a premiere on the Up TV network a month ago. Mm-hmm. And we hit the DVD on an exclusive with Walmart, and they've just been selling through like crazy. So we're very pleased with the film and how well it's done.
Well, that's excellent. And to think about, like you said, in the middle of, COVID, all that we've gone through in the last 15 or so months, and it looks like there's light, real light at the end of the tunnel here. And, so thank God for that. So we may be getting back to normal, although there's some powers that, they kind of like to keep us under control and they want to keep normal away from us for a while. But that's OK. We believe in something a lot more powerful than them. So we'll be OK.
Right. We know who's in control. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hey, let's talk about this new movie, Mulligan, which stars Pat Boone.
Yeah, Mulligan was based on a book by Ken Blanchard, who has written, you know, The One-Minute Manager and just, you know, hundreds of business leadership books. And he wrote along with Wally Armstrong, who was a 20-year touring pro. The concept of the story was really around the game of life and golf being basically a metaphor or a parable for the game of life. And, you know, we have this mystical character who's the old pro who, you know, sits up on the deck of the country club. And Paul, our main character, is a very successful business, but everything else in his life is just messed up. You know, his kids hate him. His wife's, you know, they're divorcing and just a lot going on there. And he goes to this tournament to impress a couple business guys and winds up playing with Tom Lehman. And, you know, he wants to impress Tom with how great his golf game is and how successful he is. And he just blows it full time. He just winds up breaking his putter over his knee. And at which point Tom Lehman comes up and puts his arm around him and says, you know, you're not really that good to get that mad. And then introduces him to this old pro who is Pat Boone. And, you know, the old pro basically he thinks is going to fix his golf game, but winds up giving him a do-over in life. And that's what a mulligan is. It's,
exactly.
You get another shot, you know, get another one. And so it's a fantastic metaphor and a parable of life and really a parable of Christ because we've all got a do-over or two because of his grace.
Exactly. So you have Pat Boone playing the golf version of Yoda with all his wisdom, you know, to recenter the aspiring successful individual. And along the way, the mulligan is not just about golf, as you say, it's about the entirety of his life. And, you know, God does give us the best mulligans, doesn't he?
He sure does. He really does. We had a fantastic cast. You know, Paul was played by Eric Close. Eric was in the TV series Nashville for about 7 seasons as a star of that. He did Magnificent Seven. He's just done tons of film and television over his years and was a perfect character for Paul. We had Tanya Christensen, who plays his wife. And Tanya was one of the principal characters in I Still Believe a few years back. And many will remember her from that. But it's a very diverse cast. We introduced kind of an international flair and an element with a character, Derek Wong, who was, believe it or not, his debut was during MASH. He was one of the principal characters in MASH.
Oh, wow.
And, so Derek plays this Asian character who is kind of a juxtaposition with Paul and his business internationally. And so there's multiple layers to the story, but really it all centers around God's compass and God's grace and pulling us back to that and really giving us a chance to make right what we've done wrong, which is such a great parable of life.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, this cast that you've been able to assemble, wow, what a blessing. That had to be a further indication of, you know, a divine providence being involved with this whole project.
It really was. And, you know, Mark Fincannon at the Atlanta Pinewood Studios helped us with casting. And the story really spoke for itself. I mean, there are quite a few people. I've known Pat for a long time. I've known Eric for a while, and we've wanted to work together. And but mostly and more than anything, I think they resonated with the story. It's just such a great way to tell the story of God's grace and forgiveness through something that we all can kind of identify with.
Yeah. You know, Pat is such a character and, you know, he's just a sweet man. He's just been genuine throughout his entire career. It was really interesting, Rick, last year when I had him on, I said, oh, my goodness, Pat, you know, I remember you as a kid growing up and I'll never forget April Love. And he started singing April Love.
You know, all you've got to do, Pat had so many hits. I mean, if you look back at his career, I mean, he was rivaling Elvis, you know, during those days with his hits. And all you've got to do is remind him of a song and you're going to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
And he did that on set. I mean, 2 or 3 times we were in the middle of the movie, and he just broke out in song. And there was one time it was so perfect, my director looked at me and said, Rick, can we clear that song? I said, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, well, hey, just get it on tape. We'll figure it out later, huh? Yeah, do what you can. Get it on film. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, he's such a character, and he's, you know, still so active in his life, and
really is.
And you know, it's almost like he's had a you know, another life to him now. And you know, of course, since he lost his wife of many years, and you know, we grieved with him, you know, through you know, through her passing, and he
there was a period of time there where he basically took care of Shirley, and
that's exactly
what he did for the majority of his time, and he let everything else kind of go. And I think he does see this. I mean, he just did a new record. He's recording. He did our movie, and then just very anxious to get out in the marketplace and let people know, you know, that he's here and that he's still got something to say. And he brought it every day. I mean, 87 years old, and he didn't miss a line. He was always up, had plenty of energy, and was just a fantastic person to work with.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, the release of this movie is going to be next year, correct?
It'll be second quarter of next year. We haven't zeroed in on the date yet. It will be a wide theatrical, and then we have an Amazon Prime deal as well right behind that. So we're just looking for that right slot somewhere in that second quarter. The hint is it'll be around the Masters.
I was going to say, it'd be a good time for it.
Window when we start thinking about golf, and there you go.
Well, there it is. Well, for some of us, we never stop thinking of golf, but, you know, that's why I go see a therapist, Rick, you know.
Well, you can have all the mulligans you want.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I know. God reminds me of that quite often, although I try to be stingy with him, you know, so I try to play him straight up myself whenever I can. But again, congratulations on Mulligan. I look forward to, you know, seeing the movie and you know, what else you got working on down the line? What's up next, Rick? Because you never stop.
Oh, boy. We've got an animation project that's really of a Pixar scope that I'm working on called Manatee. It's about 2 years out, but I'm doing it with a close friend in Canada. He and I did a show many years ago for Zondervan called Legend of the Candy Cane, and really enjoyed you know, Chris and his background. And he's been running EA Sports programming for many, many years, and retired from that, and we put this story together, and it's an amazing story with some great music, some great musical guests that'll be a part of it. But that I'm working on. I've got a couple other stories that we're developing I can't really talk about yet, but I'm hoping to shoot another live action feature this fall. So just excited to be able to do what I do.
They just keep on coming, huh, Rick?
They do. You know, it's a matter of, you know, just I love doing what I do. And I tell people all the time, you know, when it quits being fun and quits making a difference, maybe I'll quit. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, that's good. Well, it's great to have you around. Great to have your product again. Remind everybody, we've got his film when we last spoke. You know, it didn't, because we weren't at normal, it didn't get the big theater release. It was a Phantom event. And, Rick, how can they still watch and connect with When We Last Spoke?
You can catch it on Amazon Prime. You can catch it at Christian Cinema. You know, of course, the networks are playing it, both Up Television and Hallmark. Or if you just want a copy, go to Walmart or Target, and they've got them sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly. And stay tuned, because we'll have more updates on his new film, which is set to be released probably second quarter next year, just around the Masters, perfect timing, titled Mulligan, which stars Pat Boone, amongst many others. Rick, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give